Well, dear family, I just came out of prayer and I have a personal word for the Lord's YouTube family on our channel. And just something that came to mind as I was praying. We've gotten feedback from some of you that have expressed bewilderment at what the Lord is asking of you to make your reality Him. To stay out of shopping and surfing and watching movies and other forms of entertainment, and to really, for this week, make your reality Him and what's coming soon, the marriage of the bride, and the rapture. And it's been difficult because these things have been very much part of the daily fabric of your lives. They're things that you do every day, you take them for granted. And it kind of gives you a framework to your life. So as I was praying for you, something became really clear to me. We in America and all over the world are about to see the fulfillment of Daniel 2. Daniel's statue with the legs of iron and feet of iron mixed with clay. It's going to arise in the earth and it's going to devour the whole earth. It's going to catch many unaware. Just as Hitler's Germany did. Those who will be caught unaware are those who will consistently place their time and value on the things of this world. Money, stores, shopping, curiosities, events, communications. But those who consistently place their time and value on the relationship with God are well informed in advance, and they are the ones who are going to stand firm as all we have known as free men crumbles into dust around us and at the feet of this emerging power. In one day, the world's going to change. Maybe, perhaps just in 1 hour, I'm sure, in 1 hour the world is going to change. And those who've invested their lives and the fabric of their lives is in the world. The internet, the news, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, telephone calls, shopping, everything. All of that's going to come to a halt. And when it does, we're going to be feeling barren and empty because everything we've known as the fabric of our life all of a sudden has changed gears. And some of these things will be taken from us. We may even lose money that we have in the banks or whatever. The point is that we're going to be standing there in utter chaos and ourselves in utter confusion. Because we haven't established a strong relationship with the Lord, and we cannot stand without the help of the world. So when the world's taken away, we are not able to stand. But those who've established the Lord as the fabric of their life and their relationship with Him, they're going to be able to stand. The Lord is going to keep them standing. So if you've lived by the dollar, you'll fall by the dollar. If you've lived by vain entertainments and worldly ways and communications, curiosities, you'll be stripped of that reality. And when you're offered those comforts back, you'll do anything to establish a sense of security by having them returned to you. But at what a cost? What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his very own soul? So many will lose their souls in that hour. They'll do anything to have their comforts returned to them, setting their Bibles right next to their checkbooks. And what I'm saying is this may not be for the people who are raptured. This may be for the people left behind. But the point is, there's going to be a very dramatic interruption in the fabric of living before the rapture. And the Lord wants you to stand firm during that time. He doesn't want you to crumble like the rest of the world. He doesn't want you to collapse in the chaos. He wants you to have such a strong grounding and reality in Him, with your house built upon the rock, that you're not washed away and swept away by the tide of events that surround you. So He's trying to prepare you for this. And that became really clear to me in prayer. Is He's really trying to get you on your feet with Him so that when the whole world is torn away in a riptide, You're still standing. You haven't been washed out to sea with the rest of it. He is our strength when the rest of the world is reeling in utter chaos, not knowing up from down. And we will have the peace that passes all understanding that he promises to those who've put their complete trust in him. He'll be at the helm of our ship, directing and guiding us. And no matter how violently the seas toss, with Christ at our helm, we'll be just like him, sleeping peacefully in the back of the ship. So I guess what I'm asking you is to not begrudge the Lord the shift of focus in your life. He's asking this for a very real and necessary purpose, not only for our wedding day, but to keep you standing when the rest of the world is reeling in chaos. So be of good cheer and press in with the Lord. Place all value and emphasis in your life on him. You won't be disappointed. And when the world falls apart, you'll be standing secure in the promises he's made to you. He's told you what's going to happen next, and we're waiting for it. We're expecting it. But when that hour comes, we have really no way of knowing exactly how strong or how weak we're going to be. But one thing we know for sure, and that is if our house is built upon the rock and our reality is the Lord and his word to us and our relationship with him, then when everything else crumbles, we're going to stand. We're going to be able to stand because that's where our reality is. So the Lord bless you and give you courage, and pray for us as we pray for you as well. God bless you.